The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen. Daf lamed chet. Perek hezkat batim. We are studying today's daf le'inu nishmat Avraham ben Esther v'hashem t'nihana b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on lamed zayin amud bet, and we are starting two lines from the bottom. Amre nehar de'ay, the people of nehar de'ay said, hay man, dezabin dekla lechavle, a person that sells a dekel, a palm tree, to his friend. Part of the kinyan of the tree is not only the tree, but he gets all the dirt all the way down to the tehom, all the way to the bottom of the ground, which is underneath the tree itself, which is, we learned already, halakha. When you sell somebody less than three trees, you're only selling him the trees itself. It doesn't include the land around the trees. However, this Gemara is saying something else. This Gemara is saying that the tree, you still own the land directly under the tree. You might not belong to the land that's around the tree, but the limit to whom that's under the tree itself belongs to the person that buys the tree. Let's read the Rashbam on the bottom. Kani le'alokeach le'karka, the lokeach is kone the karka. Which karka? Meshipula ateuma. Shulav betergimina shipulayu. Kelamar kol karka. All the karka that's under the tree. All the way until the depths. Even though it's only one tree, even two, it's, you don't get karka. That's what we're talking about. Around the trees. Normally you get the amount of circumference around that the guy can stand around the tree with his basket in order to collect the fruits. Which is, since he bought the tree also to exist from this karka. Even if the tree dies, he can plant another tree exactly in that spot. That's right. The original owner now wants to dredge underneath that spot 1,000 amah deep. He's not allowed. Because you sold the tree to that guy. He owns everything underneath that tree, all the way to the depths. That's owned to him. That's the chadush of Nehar De'ayes. Comes the Gemara and says, Matkif la Rava. So Rava has a question. Let the seller of the dekel, let him say, when the dekel dries up, let him say, Kurkema dirishka zavinilach. I sold you, for example, karkom. Karkom is saffron. Garden saffron, which means I just sold you the tree. For example, when you sell somebody, let's say, karkuma, the rishka, you're not selling them the ground that's underneath it. You're selling them just the specific tree. Item, which is an expensive item. So why can't he just tell them, I just sold you the tree itself. I didn't sell you the tree. Akor kurkema the rishka vizil. Now that the tree dried up, pluck it out, and go, get out of here. Why is it automatically assumed that when you sell him a tree, you're selling him what's in the depths of the ground? Look at the top. Rashi, Matkif la Rava, Amai kana karka dekeneged ha'ilan, me'achad etan lo kana karka klal, which means when it says when you're selling less than three trees, lo kana karka, it's mashma not the land around it and not the land underneath it. You had a question. The karka gam yibesh. Oh, you're going to tell me what you mean? When you sold them the tree, you also sold them the ability to nurture from the ground. Maybe that's included. No. Let the seller say, kurkema dirishka zevinilach krug. Krug is, that must be saffron. The custom was to sell saffron that's still on the ground. You wait until it finally grows, and then you just pluck it out, and that's it. I sold you the tree for its fruit, but not for the land. You want to put your tree on my land until it produces, I got no problem. But after it produces and dries up, take care. I don't make the karkom, which is just like saffron. You're selling the item itself. Once it grows, take the saffron and go. Same thing over here. You bought the tree dries up, take care. Why does he automatically get the ground that's underneath it? So you're right. So Rava argues, and Rava says that for that reason, we're going to change the explanation. Beba Mahmat Ta'ana. The case is talking about over here, where the guy bought a tree. And the guy who bought the tree has Hazakah now for 3 years. He has the tree for 3 years. The guy did not make a Mahat. The seller did not protest. Oh, now he has Hazakah. Now we learned already many times, a Hazakah to be valid needs a Ta'ana. Also needs a claim. What's his claim? His claim is you sold me the ground with it. Oh, so in that case, where a guy bought a tree, and he has a Hazakah for 3 years, plus he has a Ta'ana that you sold me the ground with it, then already he is believed. Look at the Rashbam.
Ground is kind of a tree. Down
there. Right, so that's the Hadush. No, he
just said Ta'ana
is underground.
Underground.
Hazakah he has on the tree. That's right. He has the Hazakah on the ground. But he has Hazakah on the tree with the Ta'ana that you sold me the ground with it, that already he has a Nemanut. Why? Look at the Rashbam. That's his claim. You sold me the tree with the karka. Ubishtar, you sold me with a star. And I lived on the tree. I left the tree for 3 years. After 3 years, what do I do with my star? I throw it away. Because now already it's not similar to the shkat, to kurkema. In the case of the saffron, it's a regular case. I sold you saffron. What did I sell you? The actual saffron itself, not the ground. Here it's much different. Here I sold you a tree. You had a hazakah, and you're coming with a claim. You're coming up to 3 years and saying, hey, fella, you sold me also with this shtar in it said, the ground itself. Now the ayah says you believe him. And therefore he gets the karka. Amar le mor kishisha b'edir af hazal af asher. ואיקור כמה דרשקה זווין למה יאווה ללמעבד. Oh, which means, let's say in truth, the guy really only sold him the tree. Let's take a case where he sold them like saffron. The guy really didn't sell him karka. So now, what are you going to do? After 3 years, the guy's going to have a ton of hours. Oh yeah, you sold me the ground. How does a guy protect himself if he doesn't want to sell him the karka? Because you're telling me now, like you're asking, after 3 years, the guy could say, oh, I don't have my shtar, you sold me the karka, and he gets it. In a case where you don't want to sell karka, how are you supposed to get around that? Once 3 years comes, he's going to automatically get the karka. So the Gemara says, it's very simple. You know what you do? If within 3 years, you got to make a maha'ah. The hadush is that this is a partial maha'ah. Because normally a maha'ah is saying, that's my field. Here you're not saying that. You're saying, it's his tree, but my field. Such a maha'a you have to make within 3 years. I mean, he has to go to witnesses and say, listen, that tree over there got no problem. I sold it to him. But I want you to know that I did not sell him the ground that's under it. Such a maha'a will work. And the Gemara proves that a partial maha'a like that, I'm saying partial because till now we always learned maha'ot, the guy says within 3 years, that's my field. Everything is mine. Here he's not saying that. Here he's saying, no, tree is his, ground is mine. And I'll prove to you, the Gemara says, that such a partial maha'a works. What's the proof? Gemara says, because if you're not going to say that a partial maha'a works, hani mashkanta desura. We know mashkanta desura. Let's review mashkanta desura. What is it? Mashkanta desura means, I lent you money, okay? And now, I want to get paid back. So what do? The borrower gives me field. I use the field for, let's say, 10 years. You owe me $1,000, I use the field for 10 years. Every year I deduct $100 from the loan. Okay? And by that, after 10 years, we're even, I give you back your field. Now that is not considered interest. Even though, if I'm deducting $100 from the loan every year, I might be eating $350 of fruit. Hey, that's interest. You're not allowed to charge interest. Explanation is because there's a risk. The field might not produce anything. So that when you're taking a risk, that's already not a problem of interest. Interest is only when it's flat. Definite, when it's flat. But here it's not flat because it could be I'm not going to... Now, the question is like this. I have the field after 10 years. Okay? Now after 10 years, what do we write in the shtar? It's Gemara. Hani mashkanta desura, the mashkanta of sura, dechtib bewahaki, it says in it like this. The mishlam shenaya ilin. When the years of the mashkon are completed, tipuk arada belo kesef. This money will go back without any money. Ah, see, so this land will go back. So you know what's going to happen? The guy that has the land, you know what he's going to do? Ikavish le nishtar bashkarta. He'll hide the shtar, and that will come along and say, I bought it. 3 years I'm on the land. I have hazakah. Take care. Ve'amar likucha ubiyadi. He'll say that you sold it to me. With hazakah, with ta'ana. Haki nami dehimam heman. Are you going to tell me that we're going to believe this guy now? Gemara says, mitakene rabbanan milta da'teba lide peseda. Would the rabbis establish a takana that can cause the borrower to lose? Which means every mashkata de suna now, there's a way to trick. I get the field now for 10 years, right? I'll take the shtar, I'll hide it. Now after 10 years, they'll come along and say, give it back. Why should I give it back? I've been living here for 3 years. He didn't protest, and he sold it to me. Now, the rabbis, because of the rabbis takana mashkata de suna, I'm causing the borrower to lose a field. So what do? Ela ebe'ele lemehoye. Eli has to make a maha'a, which means you, the borrower, has to make a maha'a within 3 years. What's the maha'a going to be? Well, the field is his now. He has a right, but it's really mine. It's a partial maha'a. So just like a partial maha'a works, by mashkanta desura, so to over here, when I sell you a tree, and I want to heal the, I want to hold the karka for myself, I have to protest in front of two witnesses within 3 years. Listen, the tree is his, but the land is mine. That's a partial maha'a. Okay, we go to the next Mishnah. Shalosh aratzot hazakah. There are three lands regarding hazakah. I'll explain this in a minute. Let's just read the words. Yehuda, Eved HaYarden, VeHaGalil. Three sections of Eretz Yisrael. The Yehuda region, you have the Eved HaYarden region, and you have the Galil region. What does this mean for Hazakah? Let's read the Rashbam. Shalosh Aratzot, Be'eretz Yisrael, these are all in Eretz Yisrael, mind you. The Hazakah, Halukot Zu Mizu, Le'anyan Hazakah, Shalosh Tikun Rav Shazil. Haya Ba'al, oh, the Gemara is going to, the Mishnah is going to say the case.
Is the Mishnah in the Rashbam,
introduction? Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives the case. Haya Bihuda. Let's say you have a guy, the owner of the karka. The owner of the karka is living in Yehuda. Ve'azik ba'galil. And the guy made hazakah in a field in Galil. So the mahzik is in one place, and the owner is in a different place. Or the opposite. Ba'galil. Ve'azik bi'Yehuda. Ena hazakah. That is not a hazakah. We'll have to see why. Al shi'imu b'medina achat. Hazakah only works when you're living in the same region. But if the owner is in one region and the guy that's living on the land is in another region, even though he's there 3 years, and he can come along and say, well, you didn't say anything. Doesn't matter. You were not in the same Medina. It's not a hazakah. For hazakah to hit, the owner's got to be in the same Medina and be quiet for 3 years. But if he's quiet in a different place, no hazakah. Meaning after 3 years, you can still throw the guy off. What's the logic? That's bam. לחזקה. היה, נקראת לשבב. היה בעל הקרקע ביהודה ויחזיק בגליל, שהיה הקרקע בגליל ויחזיק בה אדם 3 שנים בלא מחאה, אין החזקה. כדי מפרש תמה בגמרא דסתם יהודה וגליל כשעת חילום דמה. These two places, there was no traveling between them. It's like שעת חילום, that's a time like when the Goyim, let's say, stop traveling between cities. These places, there was no ferries or no wagons going back and forth. שאין שיירות מצויות מזו לזו ולא אביה מחאת בעל הקרקע מחאה שאין מי שיגיד לו למחזיק שמיחה. Which means this guy in his place in Yehuda says, I protest. Only problem is the guy in Galil never going to hear it.
Right.
Because nobody ever gets from Yehuda to Galil. So therefore, what's going to happen? He was never able to hear the... So therefore, until you hear a machaa, so therefore, it's not considered machaa. Machaa has to be able to reach the ears. So he says, v'yizahed b'shtaro. If he hears that there's a machaa, he'll hold on to his shtar. Right? Da'in shirut mitzuyot elka keman de'inu yachol limchot. Since he cannot make a machaa, it's not physically possible. Af agav de'lo micha, lo efsi b'shtikato, v'ya lo l'zeh l'achzik l'zahed b'shtaro. You should have held on to your shtar. Because you knew...
You can't get travel.
The guy's over there, you cannot... you're going to come look, hey, 3 years pissed, you didn't say anything. I did say anything. I was screaming for 3 years. But you know what?
Even if he didn't actually scream.
Right.
You know he's not going to
correct, correct, correct. I'm just saying even the regular case. Before we get to your case. You're right. The guy said, I screamed for 3 years. I didn't hear you. No problem. It's not a chazaka. Because the screaming has to be in a place where
it's able to hear.
The guy who's on the field can hear it. And even better, like you're saying, even if he doesn't say anything, once they're ready in different places, the chazaka, you have to hold on to your shtar. You can't come up to three inside, throw my shtar away. That's what Rambam says. Shani yodesh en ba'al karka yecholim hot. You know that the ba'al karka cannot make maha'a. Okay? Ad she'imu be'medina. Unless they're in the same Medina. What does the same Medina mean? Let's say they're both in Yehuda. Now Yehuda is very big, but there's traveling between one area to another. So a guy in Yehuda can make a macha'a, it'll get to the ma'zik. That's considered a ma'zik. So the same item. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo amlu shalosh shanim, ela kedeh shiyeye be'aspamya, v'yachzik shana, v'yilchu v'yodi'uhu shana, v'yavo l'shana acheret. The Rabbi Yehuda is a big hadush. He says, forget about different regions. I'm telling you, not only can he be in different region in Israel, let's say the owner of the field is living in Spain. Maha'i can make. If he protests, he can make. Why? The Rabbi Yehuda is a novel interpretation. We always learn, why did he 3 years for Hazakah? Because normally a guy holds on to his shtar for 3 years. After 3 years, what does the person do to his shtar? He throws it away. So therefore, you better protest within 3 years so the guy will hold on to his shtar. If you didn't open your mouth within 3 years, the guy threw out his shtar. So now already, he has a claim. I bought it from you. But guess what? The Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, different region. You know why there's 3 years? The rabbis calculated a measurement. Take the guy who's living on the field in Israel. The guy who owns the field, supposedly, is in Spain. How long would it take for the guy in Spain to protest and for the news to get to this guy?
No,
Rabbi Yehuda says it'll take 3 years.
Wow.
How? It'll take a year for the people in Israel to find out that he's living on the field and then to get to Spain to tell the guy. And then it'll take them a year to find out, a year to get to Spain, and then a year to get back from Spain to Israel. So he holds that even though you're not in the same Medina, forget about the same country of Israel, even if you're far away, you'll get there. That's why we gave you 3 years. Now, even though really 3 years is the longest shiur, really chazakah should be much shorter, but the rabbis don't like to give different numbers for this place, so 2 years for this place, 1.5 years. They gave a set number to cover the furthest of all places. Look at the Rashbam. Amar Yehuda, lo amru shalosh shanim, lahalok ba, lahalok ba. The Yehuda is coming to argue. There's no halukah for hazakah. Dehaya begalil vazik biyuda. Have your hazakah. If he's in Galil, he's in Yehuda, it is hazakah. Even if the guy's in Spain, shehu rachok ma'alach shana me'eretz Yisrael. It's a year's distance from Israel. Vazik me'eretz Yisrael. Have your hazakah. Shere lekach eriku shnei hazakah zman berubah. That's why the rabbis mentioned shnei hazakah so long, shalosh shanim. Invented to be in Spain, the first year the call will go out in Israel, this guy's living on the field. Now it'll take them the second year to go to Spain, third year to come back. So that's why we gave you, if you didn't hear anything within 3 years, so then already you know that the guy didn't say anything, and therefore you have a hazakah. Yilchu b'shnas shliyav yudiyud ba'al karka b'shnas shlishit yabo v'yipchay b'garo v'farish. Okay, fine, that's that.
Even be in a day, according to Yehuda.
Right.
Be one day, you have hazakah. The guy sees you.
Right, according to Yehuda, if the guy sees you, the guy's there, he keeps quiet, should be one day, exactly. They only said macha'ah when you don't see the guy, so even if he's in Spain, it should have reached you by that time. That's the machlok din hakamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Let's just read it in the Mishnah, we'll conclude over here. Rabbi Yehuda, lo amru shalosh shanim, ela. Meaning in Israel they'll find out that he's living for 1 year. Shall I get to Spain 1 year? And come back in order to tell the guy, and therefore you make a, that's why it says 3 years. Exactly. No other reason. In case you're smart. I'm reading the Rashbam. If the Ma'ir was in the town, Havi Hazakah Miyad. The Hazakah is immediately. Okay, so let's review this he taught in the Mishnah. The Ikar is Tarakama. Tarakama held what? Tarakama said that you have three places in Eretz Yisrael. Galil, you have Yehuda, and Emir HaYarden, So these places over here, there is no hazaka, right? Meaning, if let's say the mahzik, the guy that's on the field, is in one of these regions, and the owner is in a different region, and the owner, since he's in a different region, his silence is not interpreted as a silence to make the other guy a muhzak. Why? So we understood, which is what I was going to say, there was no traveling between these three regions. These three regions were like blocked off. It was like a time of hirum. Hirum is when the government limits travel between two areas. So even if this was an Eretz Yisrael, and it's under our domain, but it's like Sha'at Hirum, because people did not travel between the two places. So therefore, if I'm in one place, being Mahzik, and I know the guy, the owner's in a different place, so you better hold on to your shtar, because you know his macha'a is not going to be able to reach you. Even if he protests, screams, it's my field, what's it worth? It's screaming. That news is not going to get to the other place, because nobody carries the news. So therefore, there's no chazakah when the owner is in a different region of one of these three regions. That's the shita of Tarakama. So the Gemara explains now. My kasaba Tarakama, what does Tarakama hold? I kasabar macha'a, shelo befanav, havia macha'a. Now we went into the whole machlokere. If they hold that you're allowed to make a macha'a, not in front of the mahazik, which means you don't have to be in front of him, you don't have to go to his face and say, I'm protesting. Mm-hmm. You can make a macha'a shelo befanav, you don't have to be there. So then what's the matter? Let him make a macha'a in one region, even though he's in a different region. What's the difference? Macha'a shelo, if you say macha'a shelo befanav is a macha'a, so it should be okay, two regions, what's the deen? And if you say no, you have to make a macha'a to his face. Tarakama said in the same region it's okay. Right? Same region. Let's say the mahzik is in Yehuda and the owner of the karka is in Yehuda. In that case over there, the macha'a is okay. Oh, what do you mean? If you hold it, you need macha'a the fanav. It's not the fanav. It's in the same region, but it's not in front of him. It's a marashach. Do you hold, you need the macha'a b'fanav, or you don't hold? Either whatever you're going to say, Tarakama Shita doesn't fit into it. If you say you don't need the fanav, so then why not Yehuda to Galil? If you say you need the fanav, even Yehuda and Yehuda, it should be not a macha'a. Because if you need the fanav, well, I don't care if it's in the same region. You need to actually go do it in front of him. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Amar Rav Le'olam Kasabar Macha'a Shedo B'fanav Havia Macha'a. Really, Tanakama says, you don't have to make a macha'a in front of the guy. You don't have to be there. Oh, so what's the case? Mishnatenu bishat hirum sha'anu. And now Mishnah is talking about sh'at hirum. What does sh'at hirum mean? Sh'at hirum means when the government came along and they banned travel between two different regions. Really, you don't have to be b'fanav. But the news has got to get to the person, to the mahzik. I can make a macha for the two witnesses. I can tell the two witnesses, listen, I protest, the guy's living on my field. But that only has value if those witnesses somehow can cross the region and get to the other place, and somehow it's going to reach the guy's ears. So you don't need macha b'fanav. But the reason why, from one region to another region, is not considered a macha, because there's no traveling, for the voice is not going to carry, the people are never going to find out what happened. That's why. So the Gemara says, Umay shena Yehuda v'galil denakit. So somebody asked this question. Why'd you pick those two places then? I mean, pick any place. You could pick China and Korea. You could pick any place in the world that the Sha'at Hirum. You pick Yehuda and Galil? So the Gemara says, no, it's a Hadush on Yehuda and Galil. Kamash ma'alan, distam Yehuda and Galil, kishat Hirum dame. That even without government intervention, Yehuda and Galil, stam, there's Sha'at Hirum. People didn't travel from these places. That's the Hadush, which means every other place in the world, if the government intervenes, every Malchut, and they limit travel, then it's Sha'at Hirum. But Yehuda and Galil, off the bat, even on peaceful times, right, there was no traveling between the two places. So stam, there's no macha'a, because even if he is mocheh, how's it going to get there? So therefore, automatically, when you know that the owner of the field is somewhere else, you got to hold on to your shtar. Because you know that the guy is not going to be able to make a legitimate machal that's going to reach you. So you can't come after 3 years and say, well, I was living under 3 years. He didn't say anything. Right. Maybe he did say something, by the way. And even if he didn't, you knew that his machal is not going to be worth too much for you because it's not going to get to you. So therefore, you should have the yishtar. So therefore, you dan gelit off the bat is considered kishat chirum tataplash bam afilu b'shat shalom. Even in a time of peace, but the government is not restricting traveling. Comes given on continuous Amar Yehuda. Amar Rav. Okay, we have a statement of Rav now. Get Rav's statement good now. En mahzikin b'nikseh borayach. Oh, what does this mean? Guy's on the run. Guy's a borayach. He's running, he's fleeing from whatever he's running from. So I have a field, I'm living on the field, right? So now, since the guy that owns the field, or supposedly owns the field, he's on the run. He's running from place to place to place to place. Fugitive, b'diyuk. So this guy over here, he's not capable to make a macha'ah. So since he's not capable to make a macha'ah, my hazakah for 3 years is not a hazakah. Now why isn't he capable? Rajbam. Kilomar. Second Rajbam. No, we did that one already. אין מחזיקים מנכסי בורייה, כלומר, אם יחזיק אין החזקה, כדי מפרש ועזיר, כסבר מחאה שלו בפניו, לא אביה מחאה. Oh, so the Rav is going to hold that a מחאה שלו בפניו is not considered a מחאה. וכיוון זה לא יכול למחול, גם זה לא יכול להחזיק. אוכל ביהודה סבירה לדבר במעניתין, ילכו ויודיעוהו שנה ויבוא שנה אחרת, let's review Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah. Rav is going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah said, Rabbi Chadush, why do you need 3 years of Chazakah? Where do you get this 3 years business? So he said, even if, let's say, the Mahazik, not the Mahazik, even if the owner, let's say, is in Spain, okay? Now, if he's in Spain and the guy living on the field is in Israel, the Gemara's assumption is, Mishnah's assumption, it takes a year to walk from Spain to Israel, to get there somehow. So what's going to happen? You have a guy in Spain, he has no idea what's going on in Israel. The guy from Israel, takes him a year to figure out that there's somebody living on this field, until the voice gets out. So now the first year, they figure out that somebody's actually living on that field. Then it takes a year for him to go to Spain to tell the guy, hey, listen, by the way, there's somebody living on your field. He screams, oh, what do you mean, that's my field. It takes a year for him to go back to tell the guy to his face. The Buddha holds, you got to tell to his face. Goes back to the guy, hey, I was just in Spain a year ago. They told me he made a machaha. He said, you know, you're on his field illegally. So the Biyudah is going to hold, you need a machaha bifanav. So that's what Rav's going to say. Rav's going to say, a fugitive, he can't make a machaha bifanav. He can offer it to witnesses and say, listen, that guy's on my field. But since he's on the run, he can't give it to him directly. So that's why Rav says, boreyach, when a guy's on the run, the macha is not considered a macha for the simple reason you need macha befanav. Comes again, what says? I read again. Top line. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Ein Machzikin Benichse Borayach Ki Amirte Kamed Shmuel. Says when he said this halakha in front of Shmuel. Now the Rashbam just gives us some history over here. לאחר פטירתו של רב שבא ללמוד לפני שמואל. רב יהודה learned under Rav. Rav Yehuda. Then Rav died. Rav died first. After Rav died, Rav Yehuda went to learn under Shmuel. So a lot of times he's going to say over the statements that he heard from Rav to his new rabbi. So it says, when I told it over to Shmuel, what I heard, Amar Li, he said, V'chid l'mchot b'fanav u'sarich. He doesn't make any sense. Why can't he make a macha? Who says you have to make a macha b'fanav? Well, you don't understand what the logic was. He says you don't need a macha b'fanav. So what's the problem on a boreyach? Why don't you make a macha in front of two witnesses? So Yomara says, b'tmiha. Right, the Rashbam says. It lo sarich l'mchot b'fanav. The macha shlo b'fanav avi macha. So therefore, what's the problem? So Yomara says, v'rav, maika mashma'lan. Oh, so what does Rav must hold? Macha'a shelo b'fanav, lo avya macha'a. Rav must argue on Shmuel. Rav must hold you need a macha'a b'fanav, and therefore when you're a boreyach,
you can't do that
because you're running all over the place. So that's it. That's why it's not a macha'a. Oh, v'ha'amar Rav macha'a shelo b'fanav, avya macha'a. What are you talking about? Rav is the one that says, you don't need to be b'fanav. How do we know that? Because if you remember, Rav was the one, just now, on the Amud Rishon, that explained Tana Kama v'al Mishnah. Yeah. Our Mishnah said, Galil, Yehuda, Ivera Yerden, Maha doesn't work in those cases. Gemara said, my ta'ama, what's the reason? And Rav came along and explained. And Rav explained what? No, because it's Sha'at Hirum. Right? Sha'at Hirum, because there's no traveling. But Masra, if there was traveling between them, it would be okay. Why? Because the voice would travel. The Maha would travel. Masra, you don't need Mifanav. So Rav is soter himself. First he explains to me, Tarakama, that Smashwa, you don't need Bifanav. And then he explains to me that what? A Boreyah, no good, because you need Bifanav. Stira. Very easy answer, what? He's just explaining it, but he doesn't like it. That's the Gemara's answer. Rav, Ta'ama de Tana Didan, Kamifaresh. He's only explaining Tana Kama. Vele, lo svira le. Very easy. He's explaining Tana Kama. Doesn't mean he holds like it, but he also going to be Yehuda. Vika de Amre, another way of saying this whole story that we just read. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. The reverse. Rav says, Mahazikim b'nikse borayah. Adaba, you can make a hazakah on the nikasim of a borayah. Meaning, a borayah is capable of making a maha'ah. And if you didn't make a maha'ah, and you lived on the field for 3 years, you have a hazakah. Why? Because you don't need mifarav. And therefore, he should have made a maha. He can't say, well, you know, I was on the run, you know, I didn't have time. What do you mean? Go in front of two witnesses. You could have told them it's my field. And the fact that you kept quiet for 3 years, this guy makes a hazakah. Exact opposite that Rav said. Now, according to this version, Rav holds, you can make a hazakah on a boreyah. Ah, same story. He came to take him to Shmuel. So when Rav died, Rav Yudan went to Shmuel, told him what Rav said. Amali pshita. Hadush. What was he saying? V'chi l'mchot l'fanav, hu tzarich. We know that. You don't need a maha l'fanav. What's that have to tell me that for? We don't have anybody. So he says, V'nav, my kamash mahalan. What's Rav's chadush? Maha shelo b'fanav. Have you a maha? Yeah, what's Rav trying to teach me? That you don't need a maha? V'ha amra Rav hadasimna. He told us already when he explained the Mishnah. When he explained Tarakama, he already explained that if it wasn't for the Hirum business, you'd be able to make a maha in one region, and it would work for another region. Why? Because the voice travels. So you don't need Mahava for that. What do you tell? Why do I need basically two statements of Rav? What do I need the statement of Rav in the Mishnah to explain to the Kama? And what do I need the statement of Boreya? Both cases teach me the same principle. You don't need a Mahava for Rav. Era kamash mahalan da afilu miha bifne bet she'en yicholim lomar lo havia Maha'a. Wow, that's Hadush. Yeah. Even if he said the Maha'a in front of two guys that cannot get there to the guy, they're there. They're not able to move.
They're lame.
Still, they're lame. They can't move. He told two guys, my field. Well, what's the pshat? If they can't get to him, what's the pshat? Because remember we have the rule? Havra, havra, itle. The Havra, which means they have friends, and their friends have friends. And therefore, even though you told these two guys they're lame, they can't move, what's going to happen? They tell two guys, you know, unbelievable. The guy's protesting, it's his field. Oh, really? Man? And the voice carries. These two friends have friends. And friends have friends. Eventually, it's going to get to him. Okay? So that's the... Right? Familiar with that kind of words. The rumors, it spreads. Look at the last bomb. Rashbam says, look at the Rashbam, first wide line in Rashbam, of the small wide lines. Kegon hegrin, yeah, like you said, lame people that can't move. Or sholchim lemedinat tayam, umarhikim oto malchut shedar ba mahzik, v'uachim mahzikim l'ksev boreh av detevel l'machak yach, v'afagav d'anach lo yivru lo l'mahzik, d'chavrach, havra itle. Which means, let me just be clear, just so you get terminology. Whenever a maha'a is a good maha'a, then the hazakah is a good hazakah. Those things work together. Because since his maha'a would be legitimate, if he's not mohe, then the hazakah is legitimate as well. And if he does make a maha'a, then of course it can affect the hazakah. So the point over here is, Rav saying a big hadush. What do you mean? You told me already. Hazaka shlo mefanav. I know hazaka shlo mefanav. We know that already. Ah, he's coming to tell you that even if he said it in front of people, that they themselves will never get even to the region. Forget about that. You're not going to go to the guy's face and tell him I'm mivuchay. Right? That ui to carry it out. Still, it's considered a mahav because of the tzimra of havra havra. So comes the Gemara and says, Sheikh mivuchay. The Amar of Hanan. Rav Hanan said, "Didi mefal shli mine demor Shmuel." Miha bifne shne bene adam sheyicholim lomar lo havia maha. Shmuel holds not like that. Shmuel holds you got to say the maha in front of people that are ra'ui to go. You don't got to be in front of his face, but the guys that you make the maha in front of have to be viable. Miha bifne shne bene adam sheyicholim lomar lo havia maha v'rav. But what does rav hold? Havrach havra itle. Your friend has friends, and your friend's friends has friends, and therefore, even if the guys themselves cannot get there, it'll travel with the friends. Comes the Gemara and says, "Oh, what's the halakha? Amar Rava."
Like the first question.
Hilcheta. Bottom line halakha on this: in mahzikin b'nichse borayah. Number one, you can't be mahzik on somebody that's a fugitive. His macha'a is not a macha'a. Now stop right there. What is that mashma? The only way you can explain it is because you need a macha'a mefanav. You got to give a macha'a to the guy's face. Oh, look at the next halakha. Who macha'a shelo mefanav, have your macha'a. But a macha'a not in front of the guy's face is a macha'a.
So why not?
Two stirot over here. How can you say two halakhot over here? They argue on each other. Gemara says, tarte. You say two halachot over that are contradictory. Kabbalah says, La kashya. Kan boreya. Kan boreya mahmat mamon. Kan boreya mahmat meradin. Depends what he's a fugitive for. What guy's a fugitive? He's on the run because of money. Somebody, he owes money, so he's running. And one guy's a fugitive because they're after his life because they suspect him that he's Rotsayah. What's the difference now for our case of Maha? What do I care what he's running for? Look at the Rashbam. Rashbam says, all the way in the bottom, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines on the bottom. Kan b'boreyach. Mahmat meradin. Mahmat letzihat nefashot. They have him suspected as a murderer that he killed. Yared limchot. This guy's scared to make a maha'a. He don't want to open his mouth, this guy.
Find out where he is.
Exactly. He's going to start screaming, hey, I protest, this guy's on my field. They'll locate where the guy is. Right? Pin yodeya or yivada. That's correct. Makom tahanuto v'yirdof goel adam acharav ki yicham lebabo v'sig v'sigo v'arago.
That's what he's talking about.
That's what he said. You don't need bifanav. But he's just saying, on a nechse boreya, if the guy's running for his life, the pshat is, he's not going to make a maha'a because he doesn't want his place to get his location. So you can't come after 3 years and say, oh, I didn't hear anything, and I threw away my shtar. Hey, listen, you knew the guy was on the run. His maha would not be a maha. Therefore, you should have held on to your star. And therefore, you don't have a star. You lost your claim to the field. Mashiach, when the guy's running away because of money, he doesn't care if he's not so makbid to make a maha. Because even if they find out where he is, his life is not on the line. So if his maha would be a maha, because you don't need maha bifanav. So therefore, it's okay. So there's a difference between what is he on the run for life and death, or for mamon. Good? Okay, Baruch Adonai Lecholam, Amen v'Amen.